General Wickham's hardline interpretation of Deuteronomy was making General Stubblebine's position untenable, hence his urgent need to come up with an indisputable miracle. Back home in Arlington, his late-night attempts at levitation met with no success. The general put this failure, too, down to his ever-burgeoning intray, which is why he eventually flew to Fort Bragg in an attempt to convince special forces to burst the hearts of animals just by staring at them. If he didn't have the time to perfect these powers, perhaps they might. It is hard to predict whether General Stubblebine might have found a kindred spirit in his commander-in-chief, President Reagan. The president seemed to have a foot in both camps. His chief of staff, Donald Regan, wrote in his memoirs that virtually every major move and decision the Reagans made during my time as White House chief of staff was cleared in advance with a woman in San Francisco who drew up horoscopes to make certain that the planets were in a favorable alignment for the enterprise. This woman, whose name was Joan Quigley, fixed the exact time that the president would sign the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty in 1987. Joan Quigley now goes by the presumably unauthorized title, Presidential Astrologer Joan Quigley. But the president also shared, with his friend General Wickham, an abiding respect for the fundamentals of the Bible. When the states of Arkansas and Louisiana passed a law stating that creationism be taught in public schools, the president cheered the initiative, announcing, "Religious America is awakening." When I telephoned General Wickham to ask for his account of that black tie party, he said he remembered it well. It was a big dinner at a place called Quarters One. Yes, he had recoiled, he said, because as a Christian you have to accept that the supernatural is alive, and it sometimes manifests itself in eerie ways. But General Stubblebine was, broadly speaking, one of the good guys. "I became, actually, kind of intrigued," he told me. General Stubblebine had spotted a flash of curiosity cross General Wickham's face at the party, and he recognized that this could be a watershed moment in military history.